this week on Video Death Loop. Hear the night storm, yeah. Plus, no, get that hotter. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. Hello, John.
Hello, Aaron.
John, I have spent some time this week. I've been thinking a little. Yeah, I know. And I'm not the first person to think of this or to talk about this. Yeah. That's not what I'm implying.
I'll be the judge of that. Whether or not in the entirety of humanity, if this thought you're about to say has been thought before, I'll decide for humanity.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. Yes, please. John, of course, knows all information in the entire universe.
And great at judging people. Great.
He's really quick to tell you if you have had a unique thought or not.
Yeah.
He's the Simpsons did it, but for real life. Mm-hmm. So what I have been thinking about is, so if you say, yeah, I don't think I can like preface it in any way. I think we just kind of have to jump right into it. So if you say, yeah, you mean yes. Like that's an affirmative, right?
Yes. Yeah. And yes.
If you say no, that's a negative.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
But if we start adding them together, we get sometimes like unique responses that don't sound, that are still yes or no, but I just kind of was wondering if there was sort of a pattern to them, and I'm not sure, because the more I think about them, the more they sound just insane, and I know,
yes and no together is yo, yeah, which is a response in itself.
Here's what I'm thinking. So, okay, yeah is yeah, no is no. What if you say, someone asks you a question, you go, yeah, no. Like, I know you've said that, I know people have said that to you.
I does do that it mean, all the time.
Yeah. Does that mean yeah, or does it mean no? Yeah, no. I think means yeah. I think that means yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Do you agree with me that yeah, yeah, no means it does. Yeah. Okay.
It does, I think, in that case, because yes is the first word. Yeah is the first word in there. That's the kind of thing that humans do to fill in that space as trying to formulate that thought that they said yeah to, just to like try to like bring it out there. He's like, yeah, no, I went there once.
Okay.
You know, you're trying to finish the sentence. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, no is yes. Mm-hmm. All right. What if I said no? Yeah. Is that no, or is that yeah? No,
I don't know if I've ever actually heard someone say no, yeah, because
I know we said you are the conduit of all knowledge for this mm-hmm. particular, but I'm
evidence
pretty
can
confident.
Be presented to the court here, but okay.
I do think I have said and had no, yeah. Said to me before.
Okay,
I think no is no. Mm-hmm. I think it's no. I think it is, it's like a soft no. Both yeah, no and no, yeah are soft ways of saying it.
It's like 75% yeah or no.
It's definitely a no or a yeah, but it's also, you're trying to couch it a little bit.
Yeah. Like if you say yeah, no, it's 75% yeah, but you're leaving them a little bit of room in there to like, one, to be conversational, but also to be like, if they disagree or have like presenting evidence, they can kind of slide that in, you know, like, and you're not like fully hard in on one way or the other. Similar for no, yeah.
Okay. So no, yeah. So yeah. Okay. So we're moving on. What if we have three of them? What if we go, yeah, no, yeah. Is that yeah or no?
What? I think that's no. I think that's no.
I think
you're starting.
I think no is no.
When I hear yeah, no, I'm thinking of like a producer in the studio who's just really into something, like yeah, kind of like thing. Like they kind of like emphasizes the yeah. So it's still the first word here.
I would suggest that that's that particular scenario where you've got a producer going like, yeah, no, yeah. They're reacting to three different things in a short row, which is just goes back to that first one.
I don't know.
Yeah, is yeah, no is no, yeah, is yeah. But if we're talking, let's just say, I'm going to ask you a question. No, okay. You ask me a question. You okay. Ask me, did you mean to do that?
All
say
right.
That to me.
Aaron, did you mean to do that?
Yeah, no, yeah.
See, that's
a
like
no, isn't
thing.
It? That's a fucking no.
That's a yeah, but we feel bad about saying yeah because we're fucking lying. Is what we're doing.
See, well, so we can't agree that yeah. So we're on opposite sides. I think yeah, no, yeah, yeah is no.
I'm thinking of it from
you
like
think
the
yeah, no,
from
yeah,
dialect.
Is yeah,
I'm thinking of it from a dialect from like from the standpoint of the what you just said. You are saying yeah, but you're lying about it, and you're not like it's all your cards are on the table. You have three cards in your hand. Yeah. No, yeah, and you cannot complete that. You can deal with Deaver's house. House wins.
I'm just saying, that's a... Okay, that's fair. All right, but I do want to do the opposite of that one.
Okay.
Which is, no, yeah, no.
Oh, that's a no.
Is no, yeah, no, no, or is it
that's
yeah?
A double, I think that's a no, actually. I
think
it's
no,
a
yeah,
weird
no
effect
is
here.
A yeah.
What? Okay. I think like no yeah no is like you are really trying to emphasize the no and prove it like you are some shit right now and you need to make sure to calm that shit down by going no yeah no 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 no, you know, that's how life.
I okay, that's I mean, so you think no yeah no is no?
I think you're so okay. Yeah,
I think yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're see I just okay, here's why I think no, yeah, no is yeah. Okay. Is I think it's almost like you're trying to convince them that any argument to the opposite way, which would be no, mm-hmm. you're trying to say no to that.
Right, right.
So like if you say,
I'm trying to be
you,
persuasive.
Say, did you mean to do that?
Aaron, did you mean to do that?
No, yeah, no.
Okay, actually, you know, hold on. Now that you said it that way, it's also you're fucking lying to me. Like, it's what's happening. Now that I feel it and like I got that response, like, oh, you, Aaron, you fucker. That's how I was. How dare you lie to me?
I know. Yeah, no. That's fascinating. Fascinating that we can't agree on what the three alternating words are, and I cannot what? Extend this into four. I don't think I've ever heard anyone go like no, yeah.
Because
a double like no no is a no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No is also a no.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on inflection. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a band.
Is a no.
It's a band too.
What if you just go, yeah, yeah, yeah?
You know, that's
a negative right there.
It's
that's
a positive, but you're saying get on with it. It's like, yeah, you know, like
yeah.
You agree
yeah.
with it, but it's boring.
Now, I don't think
shit.
You agree with it. I think you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah, you're
that's
not going to
yeah,
argue
yeah,
with
yeah,
the point.
Is.
Okay.
But
what about
no,
hey?
No is definitely no.
If we go back to two, what about hey, yeah? That's an Outkast song, actually.
Yeah. Yes, that is an Outkast song, and I'm glad we cleared that up, right? Like, this will be incredibly useful to future linguistic historians. I think,
yeah.
If we are not somehow presented in, you know, a language, you know, thesis in the year 2500 about colloquial sayings of the early 2000s, I'll be really disappointed. I'll probably be dead as well but I will also be disappointed. So future historians, that one's for you. That one's for that one's for you, future historians.
Have it taken on there. I'm a little worried about what examples that I will give to future historians and scholars now that I think about it. If this is one of them, I'm okay with this one. But with the content, if they have access to this episode in the year 2500, they have access to some of the other ones. And they got questions that we cannot answer them at that time.
No, I mean, if you guys want to try and revive me, I actually am not going to say that. I was about to say, if you guys want to try and revive me through like Baroque and unholy means,
legally
binding,
if you say that,
permissions, but I don't actually, I don't. Please do not. Do not. Because you know, they did that to that guy, the mummy guy. He had
Frazier?
Yeah, the Brendan Frazier. And I don't know. He's like a guy. He was in a mummy, and on the outside of the mummy, he said there was like some phrase that said, "I hope my voice is heard again in this world."
Oh, and is that the one where they recreated like the 3D of his like lyrics?
And that was what they used as moral justification to like 3D print his voice box and make that like meh.
it was a 1920s vaudeville ass sound, like, you know,
yeah,
like I
so
would
you
not
do
be
not have your my moral permission to bring me back to ask me to explain any of these fucking episodes, future stories. I'm sorry. You just do not. I'll be very upset if you do.
Yeah. It's how it is. That's how it goes. Sorry, historians. Yeah. Future's unknown to you. Past is unknown to you, rather.
Yeah, you are going to have to work from primary sources only, and that is us. John, in this primary source of future history, we are going to watch a video, which is almost certainly not been preserved along with this content, which just makes it all the more mysterious, I would say.
Of course.
Yeah, you can get 2 or 3 theses out of that. And we are going to watch this video on loop until we just can't take it anymore. And we're going to start it in 3, 2. Oh, by the way, I know what it is as the host. John, as the co-host, does not.
No clue.
So we're going to watch it in 3, 2, 1, go.
I'd like to point out that you got me very, very worried about like me saying yes and no all the time now all of a sudden. So I'm really having to think hard as we get into this video. Oh, it's a factory video about a product.
It's a short
Colossus.
Sort of promotional instructional.
This is a Zamboni
video about a floor cleaner.
Look at that! Clean the shit out of that road.
It's a Chinese floor cleaner from, I think it's either the product is named Sibin or the Sibin. Company is named. You think that we'll go
Sibin?
With Sibin.
Sibin? Sibin,
it sounds
Sibin
more
sounds
like cyber.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be good. I don't know. It's a big red, like, ground Zamboni.
Mm-hmm.
It can also
water.
Spray water.
Yeah.
Whoa. We're back to the beginning.
It looped on me. That was a really sudden.
Yeah, the music just sort of ends. It doesn't stop at a normal, like a sort of expected place. It's just like, oh, this video's over. We're cutting this song.
Yeah. There's not it's weird. There are lyrics. It starts into a song, like it's very lo-fi, but it doesn't have like a structure at all. It just like seems like this is something that just automatically happened. Like, I don't think it's AI, not AI generated. I just think it's just someone was in there and they were like, it just jammed a little bit and it just happened to be like, oh, let's put it in a commercial for our industrial equipment.
Yeah, I guess. There's a person singing. It's very sort of lo-fi, hip-hop sounding. I also don't necessarily think this is AI. Doesn't look like AI to me. I will say how I found this video, I don't know why, but I searched for industrial floor cleaning and only looked at YouTube videos that were released today.
Okay.
And about 99% of them were absolutely AI generated.
Ooh.
It was like video. It was bizarre. It was video. I mean, you know, this stuff exists, right? Like, but YouTube is usually pretty good about kind of hiding things that you're not particularly interested in from like being exposed to it, unless you just go out looking for it. But I got video after video of AI generated factory lines with animals. Ooh. Like cows and camels and
was it like for equipment or
and
just
lions?
Like-
no, like the animals are being slaughtered on this factory Whoa. Line.
Whoa.
And it, I mean, it doesn't look realistic at all. It's not, it's just like, you know, presumably it's supposed to look shocking because the animals are like, oh my God, you're killing me. And there's just like 50 of them in a line. And it was just dozens of that exact same video, except with slightly different animals. Like, I didn't watch any of them. I just saw the thumbnails for them. But just incredibly strange AI slop.
Yeah.
And so like that's why I'm saying like this I dude, I don't know. I have no fucking idea what I was looking at. I was tapped directly into the digital id of 2026.
Oh, no.
And it's and all the videos are about like processing lions on factory lines for some reason. Just
but this
page.
Guy these guys are
I think these guys are real. I'm pretty
these
confident
guys are real.
These
yeah,
guys
yeah,
are
yeah.
real. This was closer up top, and everything else was kind of lower. So I think YouTube had some ability to be like, oh, this might be what you're. I don't know why this random person in the United States that's never shown any interest in industrial floor cleaning before is looking for this, but this like 31-second Chinese promotional floor Zamboni video might be what they're looking for.
Yeah, it even says time for a new adventure, so maybe like they're really leaning in on that slogan a little bit. Maybe they're thinking like, oh yes, this maybe we found a new target audience, we got picked up for this. Maybe we can sell our automatic cleaner slash Zamboni street cleaning test with liquid stains and automatic misting. Maybe we can sell that to a podcasting audience potentially.
could be. Do you think what if you were given one of these, if the Siben company showed up tomorrow and they're like, thanks for watching this video, John, here you get your own Siben industrial floor cleaner.
I would never stop cleaning. I'm not gonna yeah, you
I mean
could
it
not
shows it's
me
got a lot
it goes
of,
outside
like, it that's one yeah it goes outside. That's not a problem. You can take it outside, you can take it in car parks, you can take it in factories. Yeah. Are you like cleaning your neighborhood street with this? Are you watering your lawn? Is there any way to use this inside your home? Sell it. Okay. It's not just like, thanks, I'm going to turn around and sell this.
Right.
And get some money. It's like,
that'd be rude.
They've given this to you. You have to use it for its intended purpose. How are you using it in your life?
Oh, I'm having clean parties. Everyone's going to come over, get to ride the cool thing. Whatever. Mm. I don't know what this is called. I'm calling it the cool thing.
The cool thing. You're just going to ride it. Like you are using it as it's, you know, as a hilarious small vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's like a little, it's like a, it, it's like, You go to the fair and you can come ride like the vehicles that you're not supposed to, like, you know, come ride this this army tank or something, like depending on the fair you go to. It's like that.
they give children army tanks at certain fairs.
I remember to me. Specifically they didn't give it, like it's like it was just there, you could just go in it.
You could drive it around.
Yeah, you couldn't drive it around. This was like, I remember being in Kentucky at the summer fair, and they would just have a tank parked in, like as you're walking in, and you could just get in the tank. It was kind of cool. There was no supervision, so I don't know if we could do anything, but that's what I did.
You got the tank unsupervised.
Yeah. Uh-huh, unsupervisioned with kids in tanks.
I mean, that's the tank America. Is there, you got to assume the tank got there of its own volition, unless
I mean
just,
someone had to drive it. It was not I there mean, all the time.
Yeah, right. Is it or did I mean? I guess you could put it on like a flatbed truck and like drop it off, but it still feels like the tank should be able to move, at least off the flatbed.
Yeah, likewise with this car, if I had needed to go, it's like, you know, you wanted Aaron, like, for example, you wanted to have a party and you need some stuff cleaned up. You need, like, you know what? We need to clean up your driveway or something.
Okay.
Or something. It's like, can you bring it over? I drive it all the way over to
your
place.
You drive it to my house.
Yeah.
So this thing looks like this guy's a top speed of about 5 miles an hour.
Oh, it's going to be a good time.
It'll take you all day to get over here.
It's going to be a minute. I might have to stay over at your place if you don't mind.
That's fine. I wouldn't want to drive it in the dark. There's no lights. You've got a mist of water coming out behind you to further obscure you from other drivers.
It's like a Silent Hill situation or something. Yeah. Just like you see me in the rear view mirror as you're looking back and you're just like, it's like, what is this? It's like coming down on the interstate is this cool thing.
That'd be great. You know, one of these days, maybe I'm going to quit my job and just drive this industrial floor cleaner. Buy one. Who even knows? I mean, like,
it's got a 50-liter detachable waste bin, Aaron.
Right? Just for hire. Drive around. You need me to drive this sweeper anywhere. Yeah. And clean out my floor bin in your driveway, and then I'll sweep it back up.
Yeah, it has all these different options. Also, this first shot here, I know it's real life, but it looks like the overhead shot of like a model city, like Mr. Rogers going, like, coming in with the trolley or something.
I almost dismissed this video because I was looking for something that was real. And that first shot, it's a drone shot. If anyone's ever done a drone shot of an industrial floor cleaner before, people have. And it's so far away. It looks like a video game or a toy or a model or something. It doesn't look, you know, real life, but it is apparently. Apparently it is.
Yeah. And it's got all this different stuff. Like, it's real life. Why can't... So, I got questions about the other... So, you were looking through a bunch of other videos, and they were, like, clearly AI generated, doing horrible atrocities to animals on them. Why couldn't they be, like, why couldn't they just, like have the animals drive, like, the cool truck, the cool thing?
Like, what? I don't know. I was never going to click on one of these other videos of, like, a lion on a conveyor belt.
That's a bad start anyway.
Yeah. Lying on an industrial floor cleaner, why not? That sounds whimsical.
Yeah.
But I suppose there are some people who are just going to be like, what is the most disturbing looking thing I can look at on YouTube today? Oh, this one looks like it'll give me nightmares for months.
Yeah.
Let's watch it, won't you? And then they'll watch that. You would need an industrial floor cleaner for your brain, I think, after watching any of that.
Yeah. And like, you have to get the mist discharged into your mind's eye at that part. Like, go into a new adventure, get away from that YouTube algorithm. I get it.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like the mist on this floor cleaner is...
It's lacking, I think.
It's value add, right? Like, it's absolutely not necessary for this kind of a thing at all. I think they're just like, we have, you know, a water reservoir on this. What if they could mist with it? You know, it's like, come on, folks. Let's come up with some idea. What else could we add on this to, like, make it more expensive? I am not the world's premier expert in industrial floor cleaning. That said, it does not seem like the mist discharge is necessary for that at all.
Oh, Aaron, I found the model of this, by the way, on the internet. It's got a battery life of 3 to 5 hours, so I don't think I'm getting to your place with this for one.
Well, you just gotta stop. You gotta stop.
Like, maybe I stop at a gas station, like, get, like, plug in and, like, maybe, like, spray the mist for, like, maybe charge for a little misting, like you're saying. Like, yeah, the value add on there, I got to make the most of it. I got to use all the bullet points of this this model of a Cyben sweeper.
Does it have a price? How many?
I can add it to a basket.
Is it? Yeah, add it to the basket.
I'm adding it.
Okay, then go look at your... Is it a shopping basket or is it just a giant basket?
It's an inquiry basket. So it puts it into a basket on there and I have to type in a form And like,
type in the form.
I gotta put in. Okay, I gotta
okay,
put in
let's name. Fill this form out. What's
all right,
the name?
All right, all right. What name do we? It's our name. What's our name here?
Holden McCaughey.
Oh yeah, this is
one of those. One of those.
Okay, okay,
and that's a Scottish. That's Scottish. McCaughey. Scottish. Yeah. Okay,
veritable McCaughey. Veritable clan.
Okay, yes, the McCaughey clan. Wait, should we make it
Holden
funnier?
McCaughey hand. McCaughey. There we go. There we go. I got it.
Holden Madingus. Holden McDingus.
I don't know. Like hand. You can kind of. You can really kind of put a little bit of extra. Flair on it, like a little sure. bit of an accent on there. So,
okay,
like Dingus, like
yeah, Holden McDingus of the yeah. McDingus clan.
Oh, hold on, I'm thinking about
versus
it now.
Holden McCock of the McCock. It's you got two C's in a row. McCocken, yeah. Holden yeah. McCocken.
Those are pretty good, actually.
I'll leave it up to you. Pick one, and okay. we'll move on.
Okay, I'm going with McCocken.
Okay.
Email questions at videodeathloop.com.
Yes, questions at video. That's a great email address. You can
yeah,
send
great
that
email
out.
Address. Anyone
Anytime
can email
you
like
you want.
We got to have a company name for this. Actually,
absolutely. Filthy Floors Incorporated.
Okay, Filthy
Our floors are the filthiest.
Is that with an F or is it PH?
PH.
Okay. It's also
it was
floors.
Going to be for with an F until you asked, but it's so much better if it's with a PH.
I'm also adding like to floors PH as well. So
yeah, that's obvious. Obvious. Wait, yeah. So
See,
well, no, or did I say yeah? It's, no, I think I said like, yeah. No, I think I said yeah. No,
okay.
I think yeah. No, which we did agree. Yeah. No was
yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Yeah. Incorporated on there. That's not a required field for telephone, so we're not gonna do that. Message.
There's
a you can have a message.
Okay. Hello! Exclamation mark.
Hello! Exclamation mark. I'm typing.
How are you? Exclamation mark.
How are you? Exclamation mark.
I'm okay.
I am okay. I'm okay or I am okay.
I'm okay. Okay. I'm okay. I had an argument with my neighbor, but you know how he is. Put all that in there.
Yeah. But you know how it is. Okay.
He is. How he is.
We're how he is. Okay.
Subtly blame this argument on the neighbor by saying, you
okay.
know how he is.
You won
you
this
know
argument
how he
clearly.
Is. You know how he is.
LOL.
LOL, that's a great LOL.
Yeah.
My floors are so filthy. This time spell it with an F though.
Okay, yeah.
I need all the information about the all-in-one sweeping machine on YouTube.
Machine on YouTube.
Yeah. Not
.com.
On YouTube.com. Great.
Yeah, spelled out, by the way.
Yeah, not the AI videos where they slaughtered a lion. Put that in parentheses.
Okay. All right, not the AI videos. Okay, yeah, okay.
Where they slaughter a lion in parentheses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please send a PDF and a 50% off coupon.
Okay.
I'm going to write it. I'm going to write it around on the interstate.
Okay, on the interstate.
Yeah.
Do they have it? This is China. Do they have like? Do they call them interstates in China? Like, what are they?
They're just going to figure the fuck out. Okay, they're doing okay. with Holden. Right. Holden, yeah. Holden McCocken is from the United States. Where we have interstates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. We'll sign off with lots of love.
Lots of love.
Lots
Same
of
Same line,
love.
By the way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Holden.
Yep.
P.S.
P.S.?
Have a great summer.
Yeah. That's a nice message. Nice message.
All right, we'll move on. All right, what's okay. the next slide of the form?
That's it. That's the last one.
Send.
That's it. Send, slam, I'm submitting.
Slam a send button.
I okay, it's being sent. It's being sent.
Okay. I doubt we'll get that back by the end of the episode, but if we do hear back, be sure to tune into the next episode of Video Desolate. We will make sure you get all of the information about the Cybernol-in-One floor cleaner.
I'm not going to tell the whole, like, they have a contact information at the top. It's a Gmail account.
Yes! Dude, that's how you know it's real.
It's legit. They probably got that at the beginning of time.
And it's, what's the Gmail address?
It's Cybenclean at Gmail.
Cybenclean.
Yeah. Not just clean, Cybenclean, which, you know, they're doing a pretty good job selling it on here.
They're trademarking the idea of cleaning. It's Cybenclean.
Yeah.
It's the WWE way of cleaning. It's not clean. It's Cybenclean.
It's not cleaning. It's not clean. It's cleaning entertainment.
It's cleaning entertainment. Yeah, no, yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, which is, did you just say yes or no? Yeah, no, yeah. You said yeah, no, yeah. So yes,
I think,
right?
I think that was a no. I think I meant it.
Oh,
negatively.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a negative flip.
Now, I got to ask you, Aaron, what is the first thing you'd clean like with this? If they respond to you, if you get to the email first and you just take my potential ride, if you will, you take it for yourself. What's the first thing you're doing with it?
I get that sweet 50% off coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine me using this inside my house at all.
Be hard.
Yeah. I feel like I just immediately quit my job, right? I feel like I'm just a floor cleaner man at this point.
Okay.
Right? Like, I've got a floor cleaner. I just start calling people and being like, do you have a big, parking lot you want me to clean? Do you have a Home Depot you want me to clean? Like, there's so many big empty concrete spaces that I could clean with this.
Are you putting flyers up in the neighborhood with
I'm driving this thing around while I'm doing it, right?
It's like the ice cream man, but you're cleaning.
Yeah. And I got a saw. I've got, like, you know, the ice cream man plays, you know, his little dingle dingle song. Like, the kids know he's coming. I'm playing this cool, like, lo-fi hip-hop music to relax / study to.
Okay.
While I'm driving around getting all kinds of attention. And I'll be, you know, one thing I might do just to make myself a little bit more work is, you know, it's showing the Cybin floor cleaner spraying water. Mm. I'm filling that up with Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
That's what I'm doing. And I'm spraying a bunch of Dr. Pepper everywhere I go and attracting bees. And then I can come back later and sweep up the bees for money.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then at the end of it, I've got a 50-liter container full of bees I could do whatever I want to with.
So you have just become a bee destruction operation here with the Dr. Pepper.
I attract bees. Then I clean the bees for money. And then I use the bees for bee purposes.
All right, you're not helping the environment here. Like you're not killing
the bees. I'm just vacuuming them up and I'm bringing them back to my house.
You're gonna collect them like in the little waste bin that comes up from underneath the
sleeper.
Yeah,
that's where they go.
What if they build a nest down there, man? Like, or
good,
build a hive?
I'll dump it out and I'll collect all that delicious honey.
Okay. All right.
The taste vaguely of Dr. Pepper.
I kind of want that Dr. Pepper honey. I'm not going to lie. That sounds pretty good.
I mean, they do that now, right? You can get honey that's like specifically, they only let the bees. I mean, not Dr. Pepper, but like, this is honey that where the bees only had access to apple trees or something. And then it, you know, sort of supposedly tastes like a more apple-y honey. But yeah, if you want to be a real, like a real goblin, like you could potentially give your bees vats of Dr. Pepper.
You've heard of the Cadbury bunny? Well, these are the Cadbury bees. They have nothing but Cadbury eggs the entire time with their honey.
That's a delicious.
They like that sugar.
Yeah, they do. Cybin helps you get there. Attract the bees. Sweep the bees. Now you have a hive of bees.
Steal your neighbor's bees. Steal with your neighbor's bees.
Yeah, I mean, even if no one's paying you to sweep the bees, you can still sweep them up if you want to. No one's going to stop you. You can spray hot Dr. Pepper at them. Oh, yeah.
Is it hot? Do you think it's hot?
No, in my scenario, I've installed a heating unit on the side of the internal water tank that makes sure that the Dr. Pepper is scalding. So when people come up behind me and try and catch up with me, they're hit in the face with boiling hot Dr. Pepper mist.
That's that shit they would like to do in the 50s and 60s where, like, you know, hot Dr. Pepper or whatever, except you're just spraying it in their face with a hose.
Yeah. Well, it's not really. It's more of a mist of pain.
Oh, like a
it's a brown mist that burns you when you go through. And then as you fall to the ground and writhe, you're covered in my bees. And I turn back around and vacuum them off of you.
Oh, yeah. Like it's a gentle push. It just goes over you with the sweeper and all the bees are gone and you're just left there on the roadside.
Yeah. Sticky and burnt.
Oh,
No. Okay, no. I'm done. I'm tapping. I can't watch this floor cleaner anymore, John. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wish I could, but I can't.
Yeah. No, that fits in the same the note as anytime you see like a Zamboni when you go to the ice rink, when you go to see a hockey game.
Or the hockey game specifically.
Yeah. 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 I just want to ride in that the entire time. So, yeah, like give me one of those. Give me one of those, Simon.
Yeah. I mean, if they said it's that 50% off coupon, we've basically got to buy one, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They might also they have pretty good English on this site, too, so they might respond.
They might. They might. Come back next week. We will let you know. And if they respond, we'll try and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Respond. Do we want to respond next week, like live on the show again if they respond? Or do we want to try and have a whole conversation so we can report back?
Let's find out what they come out with first. If it's like a lawyer, maybe we rethink that a little bit. But their working time says 24 hours, so we might get something quick.
Yeah, we might. We might. We sure might. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Video Deathloop for another week. Come back next week. John Hurst will be your host, and I will be a co-host. I'll still be here. I'll just be doing something slightly different. And if you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. Make sure to subscribe on your podcasting platform of choice. Mm-hmm. And if you have any thoughts on about what they mean to you, let us know. Questions at videodeathloop.com. That's an email address. I'm sure we can figure out your email from the Cybin Corporation's emails, which I'm sure will be coming very, very soon. So, folks, thanks again. We'll see you next time. Bye!